We now come to the presentment of negotiable instruments. We'll first look at the bill of exchange. So, a bill of exchange which is payable after sight must be presented to the drawee for acceptance within a reasonable period of time. After it matures, and it has to be done within the business hours or on a business day. You might wonder why the drawee, because let us say that the bill of exchange was issued by your buyer and you have to recover the money from the buyer itself after the maturity. The drawer, which may be a bank or a financial institution, is like a guarantor in this particular case. So, in case the buyer defaults, you can always claim the money from the drawer or the person who is standing guarantee for this payment. So, it has to be accepted within reasonable amount of time, and then it has to be presented on a business working day and within the business hours. This is one of the conditions. Same is the case with the promissory note. It is payable at a certain period after sight. As we said, there is a maturity which may be defined in the promissory note, and after presentation, the person presenting the promissory note will be entitled to these payment from the person who has taken responsibility for the payment. That means in the promissory note, the drawer, the person who has taken the guarantee of making the payment, or who has been assigned the responsibility of making the payment, has to make the payment. Again, here it has to be presented on a business day within the business working hours. So now let's look at a check. So a check must, in order to charge the drawer, which will be a bank, so it has to be presented at the bank on which the check has been drawn. Now you can do this either directly at the bank. So if it's a bearer check, you can encash the check across the counter, or if it's a paid to the order, then you can negotiate it through your bankers. So in either case, it will be honored by the drawer bank, and there is an element of risk when we come to checks. We say that it has to be drawn before the relation between the drawer and the banker has been altered to the prejudice of the drawer. So, for example, let us say that a check was issued and it is a post-dated check which is paid to be paid after 3 months. Assume that in the meantime, the buyer goes bankrupt and he doesn't have any account with the bank. So, in such a case, the check will bounce, and the bank will not be able to honor this payment. So that is what we mean by before the relationship between the drawer and his bank has been altered to the prejudice of the drawer. Also, a check must, in order to charge any person except the drawer. So that means if you are giving this check to somebody and recovering money against this check, assume it's a bearer check and you are giving the check to somebody and recovering money, then it should be presented within a reasonable time after delivery thereof by such a person. As you know, checks have a validity from date. So, if there is a date on the check, within 3 months, the check has to be encashed. If you do not encash the check, then the check is no longer valid. And hence, it has to be presented within the validity of the check. Generally, we never have a cases of a blank check being given, or a blank check with a blank date being given. So either you have a check which is dated on the day it is given, or you have a post-dated check. And mostly, you know, people would give a post-dated check, which can be claimed once the maturity date has been reached. So we come to honoring the instrument. Payment of the amount due on the promissory note or a bill of exchange or a check must be made to discharge the maker or acceptor or the drawer to the holder of the instrument. That means whoever is holding this negotiable instrument, once he gets his payment, the person who has issued the bill of exchange or who has given a promissory note or who has given a check, he will be discharged. That means his responsibility ends there. So, for payment of the interest rate, it is to be calculated as mentioned in the instrument. So, the instrument may actually contain certain instructions on what will be the kind of interest which will be payable to the person. This could be also in case, the instrument is claimed subsequent to the maturity, or there is a delay of payment on the part of the drawer. So, and then in case there are any disputes, then this section 82 and clause C can be referred of the Negotiable Instrument Act for the resolution of these disputes. Dishonoring of the negotiable instrument. So, a promissory note or a bill of exchange or a check is said to be dishonored, when the payment against it is not made. That means, when the maker of the note or the acceptor of the bill of exchange or drawee of a check fails to pay up the amount when the instrument is presented. For dishonoring by non-acceptance or any other reason, and for the procedure of subsequent notice, it is to be decided on a case-to-case basis. It's not a fixed thing, because what is the reason for the dishonor, this needs to be understood. Especially as you know, in the case of a check, etc., the dishonor can be a temporary issue, and many a times the person will ask you to represent the check to the bank for payment purpose, or they may even issue a fresh check which is payable immediately and they will ask you to claim. So, unless the malice has been proved and unless you find that the party does not have any intentions to pay, in which case you can go for a legal settlement. That means you can file a case against it where it would be termed like a default or even a fraud. Briefly, we will also look at some of the other instruments like hundis, demand drafts and checks again. So, hundis are governed by the customs and usage of the locality in which they are intended to be used. Hundis in India have been a very old negotiable instruments. They were actually used by these traders and businessmen. Mostly the Marwadi businessmen, that is how this usage has started. It is also known in our English terminology as bill discounting, where you can against the hundi, you take the money from somebody else, a lesser value for the interest till the maturity of the hundi. There are no fixed principles or rules governing the hundi, and that is why we say that it is governed by the local customs and usage in the locality. So, hundi practices can vary from place to place or people to people. The Negotiable Instrument Act does not apply to hundis simply because it does not follow the prescribed methods and it doesn't fall into the categories which are defined in the Negotiable Instruments Act. So, it is open to the parties to exclude expressly the applicability of any customs relating to hundis by agreement and include the provisions of the Negotiable Instrument Act. What it means is that you can still have a hundi which is complying with the existing Negotiable Instrument Act, so that it will be a legal valid document which gives you all the advantages of a Negotiable Instrument Act, which is of easy transferability, you have recourse to legal action, you have evidence. So, the watchword here is that you do not go for the traditional hundis unless you are very confident with your business practices, because hundis are not subject to, you know, the protection granted by the Negotiable Instruments Act. So, a check is a bill of exchange. It's drawn on a specified banker, as we said, because whenever we draw a check for an amount, it's from a particular bank where the drawee actually holds an account, and it is not supposed to be paid unless a demand has been made by the payee. That means payee has to claim the money from the bank. So it has to be demanded, and this includes the electronic image or the truncated check and a check in the electronic form. So nowadays, you know, you do not necessarily give the check in a electronic form. In many a place, in a physical form, you are also giving the check in the electronic form, where the payment could be made online through electronic transfers or electronic instruments. And in truncation, generally, you may have a physical check. The physical check is presented to the bank, but then the bank does not physically. For example, if you are located in Mumbai and the person who has issued the check is in Calcutta, so it would mean that the check would have to go to the bank in Calcutta to be honored. That means for them to make the payment. Now, to avoid this, because this could take a lot of time, the truncation is resorted to, where the bank, your banker, truncates the check, and he makes an electronic claim on the bank which has issued the check, so that in a very short period of time the transaction can be completed, and the banker on whom the check is issued will honor the payment. So, check may be made payable to a bearer. As we said, in a bearer check, we generally may write a name, but we also keep the option open and say that any bearer who bears this check, the payment is due to him. Generally, these are the checks which are never crossed. You may say, see that in business, it's a practice that when you are making a payment to order, you always cross the check. You may say that it is account payee or paid only to a company, etc. So, a specified person or his order. So, it can be also paid to a specific person, and may not be only a person. It can be a firm, it can be a company, it can be an organization. And instrument is payable to the bearer, which is expressed to be so. It is also payable to the bearer when the only or the last endorsement on it in an endorsement is blank. So, you may have a series of endorsement, which means the number of people who have endorsed and passed on the check or the entitlement to the next person. So, the last person holding the check, or if the last endorsement is blank, then the bearer of the check, he will be paid this amount. Dishonor of a check, we have briefly talked about it. So, a person is deemed to have committed an offense if a check is drawn by the person on his account, which is held with a banker, and this check is dishonored. It could be because there is insufficient fund. Of course, dishonoring of a check can be on various accounts, like for example, the validity of the check is over, or the signature on the check does not tally with the specimen signature which is held by the bank. But generally, if it is because of insufficient funds, it amounts to a crime. So, we say that this is an offense. Now, if the person on whom you have issued the check lodges a complaint against you, this becomes a criminal complaint, and it can have penalties as well as imprisonment. And hence, this particular instrument is to be used very carefully, because if you are not honoring this instrument, or if it is getting dishonored for some reason, then you can come under a legal dispute. And we come to the last one, the demand draft. So, a demand draft is also known as the bank manager's draft or a bank draft. It's a kind of bill of exchange. It is drawn by one office of the bank upon another office of the same bank. So, in the good old days, you know, you had outstation checks which used to take very long to clear. I'm talking of the days when the electronic clearing system was not there. So, in such a case, you give a bank draft or a demand draft. So, let us say that you have the State Bank of India, Mumbai, they issue a bank draft in the name of State Bank of India, Calcutta, and you send this draft to your seller in Calcutta. The seller will present the demand draft, and since it is guaranteed by the bank, it gets cleared in a much shorter time. Also, it gets cleared within the same city. So, your seller, he is in Calcutta, the banker is in Calcutta, and hence the payment would be available to the beneficiary much quicker. And it's a very assured, very secure form of payment, because the amount is guaranteed. So, it's similar to a check. It is in order to pay money. It cannot be made payable to the bearer on demand. So, this is very clear. It cannot be like a bearer check. It has to be paid to the order of a particular party. Its payment cannot be stopped or countermanded. So, once you have given a draft, it cannot be revoked. It is irrevocable. So, it is a safe instrument. So, if I am accepting a demand draft as a payment, then I can rest assured that my payment will be honored, or I will get my money. And hence, demand draft is very widely used. You may be aware that a lot of government agencies, etc., whenever you have to make certain payments, even to universities, to certain institutions, they insist on this demand draft, because it's a sure shot form of payment. There is no risk of revocation or dishonor. So, with that, we come to the end of the Negotiable Instruments Act. Thank you.